So, Father Daniel Schuster, lots of phone calls for you. Let's head back there. Thanks for waiting, everyone, and hang in there with us, and we'll get to everybody. But we're going to start with Jack, listening in Fort Myers, Florida, on 106.7 FM. Hi, Jack. Good to have you on the program today.
Good morning, Father Schuster. Thank you so much for taking my call. A couple of quick questions, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to the radio. But
okay.
First question was, when I was younger, my mom told me that my name should be Thomas, and my middle name, okay? And I think when I got to church, I forgot, I said John. The problem is now, I don't know which John I said. I just said St. John, and that was it. That's one question. The second question is, in the course of the week, several times a week, I pray for about an hour, and one of my prayers is for all the dearly departed. Some are parents, relatives, friends that I know, most of them Catholics, some not Catholics and stuff like that. My question is that if some of these people you know because they were Catholic and didn't practice their faith, but a good example is my dad. I'm not even sure what religion he was.
Mm-hmm.
I assumed he was Catholic because my mom was. And, we're saying prayers for them. If they didn't make it to purgatory or heaven, and they're in the other place, are those prayers helping them?
These are, good questions. And I'll start with the second one first, I think, which is we don't know, where they are. And our task that the Lord gives us is to pray unceasingly. And St. Paul says, pray without stopping, pray unceasingly. And absolutely, as a communion of saints and as a body of Christ, there are all kinds of questions that come up with this topic, as far as whether praying for the dead and whether we all enter heaven at the same time, or whether it's an immediate judgment, which the Catechism says it is an immediate judgment. But what is immediate when there's no time? And you can kind of go cross-eyed and get a headache after a while. So I'd say just keep praying. I mean, never could we just give up hope and say, well, this person, they're probably in hell. I'm going to stop praying for them, or I'm going to stop thinking about them. I mean, that's not Christian. In fact, we just heard about a week and a half ago this Romans. We've been going through Romans in the Mass, hope against hope. That's faith. That was Abraham's faith, and that's who Catholics are. We're the ones that hope against all hope that Jesus can purify, can save. Now, I just say we can't draw conclusions. We just keep praying. And there was a good show we did about 2 weeks ago on heaven, and we had a couple callers, I believe, and you can get it on the podcast, that asked quite a bit about praying for the dead. So we did some things with that. I think it was 2 weeks ago today. So
okay.
Check it out.